Ye Shall Receive Power, June 22. Earnest Work, A Recipe for Lessening Burdens. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. There have been altogether too many looking in upon their own trials and difficulties. But when they forget self, and look upon the suffering necessity of others, there will be no time to magnify their own griefs. Earnest work for the Lord is a recipe for mind ailments, and the helpful hand to lift the burdens Christ has borne for all his heritage will lessen our burdens, and they will not seem worth mentioning. True, honest work will give healthy action to the mind by giving healthy action to the muscles. It is the constant manufacturing of ills and burdens that kills. We are to be content to bear the strain of daily duties, and the great pressure of tomorrow's liabilities. Leave these cares for the time when we must take them. We are called now to be educated, that we may do the work that God has assigned to us, and it will not crush out our life. The humblest can have a share in the work, and a share in the reward when the coronation shall take place, and Christ, our Advocate and Redeemer, becomes the King of His redeemed subjects. We must now do all in our power to seek personal consecration to God. It is not more mighty men, not more talented men, not more learned men that we need in the presentation of the truth for this time, but men who have a knowledge of God and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. Personal piety will qualify any worker, for the Holy Spirit takes possession of him, and the truth for this time becomes a power, because his everyday thoughts and all his activities are running in Christ's lines. He has an abiding Christ, and the humblest soul, linked with Christ Jesus, is a power, and his work will abide. May the Lord help us to understand his divine will, and do it heartily, unflinchingly, and there will be joy in the Lord.